Would not have any idea, other than the fact it's just like anything, probably an opportunity to do well in a profession that they're very physically gifted at and also mentally gifted at. So, I mean, but other than that, I think probably it starts with college. I don't know if more schools are recruiting. That's really something, I mean, I really couldn't answer.
Can you talk about what Lodi and Kimatu have brought this year?
Well, first of all, they're experienced veterans. That's part of it, because we got a bunch of other young linemen up there with Arthur and Purnell and D'Angelo and all those guys. You know, we're really pretty young except for those two guys. And so one thing they bring is in the classroom is experience of how to be a pro, how to study, how to watch film, how to do all those things. And then plus that, then you add on to that their physical ability. You know, they're two big guys that can kind of hold forth in there and you know, have done a great job. But so I'd say it's a combination of both of those things.
What does it mean to go to the Super Bowl? It's, you know, you follow a great line of Baltimore Ravens and put two more games in your own second.
I didn't even really know that, to be honest with you. I mean, I knew I followed who, yeah. I know the coordinators. Yeah, I didn't know there's only been two.
You know, Rex never made it.
You know what? That stuff's all been, that stuff means nothing to me. I don't really care who was here, how well they did. I don't care how they did statistically. That stuff really means absolutely nothing. I come in here to do this job, do the best job that I possibly can. That's it. And every year is a different year. Sometimes you've just got a great amount of talent. Some years you go through and never have any injuries. Some years you go through and you have injuries. The job is that my job is to do the best that I can every Sunday. Whether sometimes that looks like it, I know that I'm doing that or trying to do that. And so that's all I ever pay attention to. All the rest of that stuff means, history means nothing. It just, all it means right now is what I can do right now to help our team win.
How big of a challenge has this year been for you with all the different changes you've had to make? How challenging is that?
Actually, it's been fun. And in some ways, it's challenging, but in some ways fun too, because, you know, each week you had to look at maybe this guy's out or a couple guys are out, or a lot of guys are out, and so you had to kind of figure out who can you put where and how can you use them, and sometimes that's kind of fun rather than doing the same thing week in, week out. And I'm not saying I didn't want to have everybody back, but, you know, along with the challenge comes, it's kind of fun to draw some things up and try to do things a little differently and still try to get the job done. So in some ways challenging, but in some ways very rewarding too.
It wasn't always fun, not in some of those early on weeks. You know?
No, some of the early on weeks, because the biggest problem that we had, to me, and I take the blame for it, is trying to do exactly what we had done in the past without really looking at, can these guys do what's been done in the past? Okay, when you take over and you've been doing the same thing really for three coordinators in 3 years, right? So you don't want to really change a whole lot of things up, and you've had success. So all of a sudden you come in and say, okay, I'm going to change a bunch of things up. Everybody's kind of like, why? We've been pretty darn good. So you don't want to do that, but then you got to start. Then you start realizing that, you know, this is not quite the same group of guys that we had a year ago doing this same thing. And so, you know, after we got through the break, I think we really changed as a defense and for the better. And, you know, maybe I should have seen that a little earlier, but I didn't, but at least we saw it.
Can you talk about an appreciation for Ozzy in the sense of a guy has, because of all the injuries, he was able to funnel to you guys that were able to still get the job done despite missing so many of your starting parts?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line here is that I think – when you have a good organization and especially a good locker room, you know, I can't sometimes say enough about, look, everybody in this league has talent. Who doesn't have talent? Sometimes the difference between a team making it and a team not making it is the locker room and the classroom. And the guys, not that everybody doesn't study, but not everybody takes it as serious as other guys do. When you have veterans like Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Haloti Ngata and Kimo and those guys, the young guys learn how to study. So when those guys' time comes, they're really kind of more prepared for it than the guy that kind of sits there and pays absolutely no attention because I'm never going to play because I'm behind Ray Lewis. Okay, well, in our case, you not only had to be behind Ray Lewis, but behind Jameel McClain and behind Ellerbe. I mean, you know, all of a sudden it's Josh Bynes, it's Albert McClellan, Omar Brown, all these guys that started playing that were not second team. They were maybe third or fourth on the depth, but they all learned from the guys at the beginning that didn't accept them just sitting there in a chair. So to me, that's all part of the organization from Ozzy, from Steve, from everybody on down of how we operate here, and especially if John is our head coach. That's how we operate.
When it comes to running quarterback like Kaepernick, you know, a lot of people point back to the Redskins game in RG3, but some of the players reported back to Michael Vick, they went back to week two. You've had some chances to face mobile quarterbacks like this before. How much are you going to draw on that experience going into the game?
Hopefully a lot, and try to eliminate some of the negative things that we did in both of those games. But he is probably a good analogy. He's kind of a good combination of both of those guys in some ways. And, he's not exactly like either one of them, but he's got traits that are similar to both. And we've looked at both those games, and we'll try to make sure that we correct the things that we didn't do very well in both those games.
Can you talk to some of the things you didn't do well?
No.
I felt like you had some guys that do a little too much stuff they weren't capable of doing early, and that's one of the things
Yeah, a little bit of that, and that was part of it. I thought we were asking some guys to do maybe some things that they weren't particularly good at. But I also felt like we weren't as disciplined a football team defensively as we needed to be early on either. There were some times we had chances to make plays, and our eyes weren't in the right spot, or we weren't in the right position, and that goes to discipline. And we corrected that and got a lot better at that.
You know, not about history necessarily, but what about the physical nature of the Ravens defense? Do you address that at all? I mean, it's long been known as one of the toughest, and how important is that to you to have a defense with that reputation?
Oh, it's very, very important. I mean, that's very important, whether it be the Ravens defense or any defense that I think you would coach, that, yeah, you want to be physical. And I think that was some of the stuff that we pointed out on film early on, too, that you know, if you're in the right position, you can be physical. If you're not in the right position, then it's hard to be physical because you're usually chasing the guy instead of hitting the guy front up. So I think we tried to address all those things. I thought we got more physical as it went on. And I know sometimes I don't know where we are because, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I'm sure we're up there on defensive roughing penalties somewhere. I'm sure we're at the top of the list. And I don't want to say that I don't care. I do care. I don't want to ever get a penalty. But sometimes those penalties, you think twice about coming over the middle, whether you got a penalty or whether you didn't get a penalty, they all take their toll. And I'm not saying that I want penalties or I want to hit somebody like that. But at the same time, we're not going to back off. We won't play football.
How special is it to you to have overcome all of this and to be going to the Super Bowl this week? You know, there was so much you had to do this year to get this thing going.
Well, it's really special. Not only for me, but for the coaching staff, defensive staff, you know, they don't get mentioned a whole lot, and they should. And it's just all of us. And it's a combined effort between the players and the coaching staff. Every week sitting down and putting together a plan, and then the players believing in that plan. So it's very, very special.
And I know you're happy in your position.
I do not want to be a head coach. I want to be a defensive coordinator. I do not want to be a head coach. I was one in college. They can have that gig all they want. No, thank you.
Could you just elaborate for a second as to why you didn't really
care? Being a head coach?
Yeah.
I'm not as close to the players. That's why I'm in this business. It's why I got into it as a high school coach, because I like being around young people. I like have an association with them. I like having fun with them. I like coaching. When you become a head coach, you become everything but a coach. Especially in college, you're there speaking to alumni, you're doing all this stuff. You never coach. And that's not why I got into this profession. And I watch head coaches, even in this league, you know, there's just so many other hats that you have to wear. I don't want to wear those hats. I want to wear this one right out here on the practice field, call defenses and play ball and have fun with the players. That's why. Okay? Thanks, guys.